Companies complaining about health insurance and other costs might also watch out for the cost of corruption. The University of Washington examined the cost to companies that get falsifying financial records. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports on the downside of dubious accounting.
The new study suggests that a company's reputation gets fried when a company cooks its books and gets caught. Researchers looked at disciplinary actions and the subsequent financial performance of hundreds of firms spanning 25 years. They found that companies disciplined by federal regulators saw their market value fall an average of 41% after the news became public. Lead author Jonathan Karpoff of the University of Washington says here's why.
Lenders, for example, will no longer lend to you at favorable terms. Investors will no longer invest in your stock at favorable terms. Trade creditors will no longer look at trade credit favorably. These are the real impacts of cheating.
Enron may be an extreme example, but Karpoff says the energy firm's rapid collapse demonstrates the power of reputation. Enron, he continues, wasn't entirely a house of cards. It had real assets, but no one wanted to do business with it after it was revealed that the company had lied. Karpoff says too many managers just don't appreciate the value of reputation.
It seems to me that everyone gives lip service to a good reputation without really understanding the full consequences of damaging a firm's reputation.
He adds that companies that lie and cheat shoot themselves in the foot. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.